Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And coming up today, it's first Thursday of the month, which means we get our updates from the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility. And a little bit later on, we hear from General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. And we're going to go to the phone lines here and connect with our folks from NBAF today, introducing our regular guest, Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon. Always great to visit with you.
Absolutely. Same to you. And Katie Pulaski, NBAF Communications Director, joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks again for having us.
Absolutely. And this month, our featured guest that we've brought along is Anthony Rodriguez, Chief of Safety, Health, and Environment Management, otherwise known as SHEM. So, Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today.
Absolutely. Is this I guess this is probably your first time being with us here on KMAN. Is that right?
It is.
Okay. Well, welcome. And I guess tell us a little bit of background about yourself and how you apply that to your everyday job here at NBAF.
Oh, well, certainly. So this has been thus far a position that really pushes me to call on all areas of my previous experiences. And for me, that's been both a challenge and a reward. I come to the NBAF after 7 years previously working for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and mostly, most recently, I was the safety administrator at the Medical Center for Federal Prisoners in Springfield, Missouri, which is a large maximum care level facility, on average houses around 1,000 inmates and has a complement of about 650 staff. And so the safety and environmental program there applies to both staff and inmates, so it's quite a large complement for the shop there. It's a one-stop shop for inmate medical services, and it includes the largest dialysis unit coast-to-coast. So having worked there for quite some time, I rely on that experience for the occupational health portion of what we do here at the SHEM unit in MBAF here in Manhattan. Prior to that, I worked for a corporate training company. I worked a little bit on the private sector, and I worked for a training company where I focused on teaching OSHA-related courses, hazmat and emergency response-related courses, compliance-based entry, and things of that nature. And so, obviously, being the chief of the SHEM unit here, remaining in compliance with OSHA standards, EPA standards, the regulatory nature is quite a large bit of what we do for MBAF. And then finally, or firstly, depending on how you look at it, I actually started off my career in emergency management and CBRN, or chemical, biological, and radiological and nuclear high defense for the Air Force. I was active duty for about 7 years or so. also here in Kansas, started off my enlisted career in Wichita, Kansas, actually for about 4 years or so. And so that experience helps me to see the big picture when it comes to large-scale planning, as well as provides me with quite a bit of experience working in high containment-like scenarios, dealing with the hazmat-related responses as far as that portion of the job is concerned. And so that's just a little bit about me and my experiences.
All right. Well, what do you think of the Manhattan area so far?
Thus far, we are enjoying it very well. So I'm actually born and raised on the south side of Chicago in a neighborhood called Bridgeport. I was raised there all my life. And so because of that, obviously I enjoy living in the city, and, that's always been true for some time. But as I've grown older, I do find myself enjoying more of a slower pace and a quieter setting. And so my wife and I found ourselves looking for homes in more of a rural setting. And so we're enjoying life here quite nicely.
Yeah, well, that's great. And if you ever need the city vibes, it's not that far away. It's only a couple hours away to Kansas City, Wichita. Even Lincoln is not that bad of a drive either.
So. Sure is.
All right, well, great. So tell us, what does the Safety, Health, and Environment Management Chief at NBAF do?
And so in order to answer that, let's talk a little bit about what the SHEM unit does as a whole. NBAF Safety, Health, and Environmental Management Unit, or SHEM as it's called around the campus, is a multifaceted unit And so it consists of a few different divisions, rather. And while they work very well together, each of the divisions, that is, they each have unique and separate responsibilities. And so the easy answer is to say that SHEM is a team that as a whole works to ensure the facility remains in compliance with federal, state, and local standards like OSHA, and in this case, the Kansas Department of Health and Environmental, or KDHE. But to give a more in-depth answer, SHEM is the unit that realistically, if you're looking at it, the job is to lessen the impact of our jobs on the people who perform those jobs. That is to say, the MBAF staff, those we look to as customers. And so it's more than just accident prevention. It's about investigation or accident investigation, which breaks down into analyzing the situation, determining the key and contributing factors, and creating protocols for being more efficient and effective in the future. As far as environmental is concerned, it's about being creative and making sure that we are lessening the facility's carbon footprint on the local community. Specifically for me, or personally rather, growing up in an industrialized city like Chicago, I felt the impact of industry, even as a young teenager. And so because of that, I find myself to be more passionate about maintaining and improving the status of our local ecosystem.
Well, that's important stuff there. So good to keep that in mind. I imagine you have a number of goals for the Safety, Health, and Environment Management Team, or SHEM. I like that term. SHEM is a nice little word. Kind of reminds me of the Three Stooges.
You know, oddly enough, I actually grew up watching the Three Stooges. It was it's a treasured memory. My mom introduced me to the Three Stooges, and so whenever I do find those on TV, to this day, I stop what I'm doing and take some time to watch an episode or two.
Good stuff.
And so, right, so we do have a couple of goals. I say a couple, you know, there are many goals, but really what it breaks down to is two main categories. And the first is to ensure we get the basics right. You know, you have to crawl before you walk and walk before you run. So we want to make sure that we get the basics down and become comfortable with operating MBAF efficiently before any science transfers over from Plum Island, New York. We have to make sure that the facility as a whole is complying with those basic standards and make sure that we have a solid life safety program set up and in place. We also need to approach this from the perspective of customer service. As I mentioned before, the MBAF staff, those are our customers. Those are the people that we serve, and on a greater scale, the people of Manhattan as well. So we provide programs to reduce their risk of injury, as well as programs in response to those injuries should they occur, in other emergencies such as CPR and AED programs, maintaining the life safety equipment within the facility. Additionally, SHEM is in the process of standing up its own occupational health clinic within the MBAF campus. And so the goal is for this campus, or for this clinic rather, to be capable of conducting all necessary job-related examinations for the staff there, as well as providing first aid functions when required. The second goal is to expand that program into something that others would look at and say, well, we want to be like MBAF. We want to use them as the, we want them to be the bar for the industry. And so once we have the basic programs established, we can start creating facets of it that we hope will become best practices within our professional community. SHEM is working, to give you an example of this, SHEM is working to implement systems, be it software or otherwise, which would make it easier for MBAF employees to be able to interface with SHEM at all hours of the day, no matter what the shift is, day of the week, what have you, or whatever the request is, be it an audit or an inspection or anything of that nature. We're looking to streamline that as much as possible and make it as much a part of the safety culture as we can within the facility. SHEM is also looking to imbue its own staff with the education and ability to provide services which we might normally be contracting out. And so there the idea is to make the unit as self-sufficient as possible, as well as being as well-rounded as possible.
Okay. Well, how does SHEM's work apply to the safety of employees who will work with pathogens?
Certainly. The science side is obviously the tip of the spear, as we say, and so, you know, obviously it's a major factor in considerations for all of our programs. And so the SHEM team works closely with MBAF's BioRisk team, which is specifically focused on the safety within MBAF's containment laboratories. there's obviously going to be certain areas where our abilities align and where each team is capable and looking to be helpful to the other. And so that's obviously the goal, is to be this wide-ranging net of safety, if you will, covering all facets of the facility, whether it's the laboratory and the science side, or the facility trades, or logistical personnel within the facility, or even just the admin personnel within the facility. We're looking to be that net of safety. And so as an example, Shem would be responsible for the overall life safety equipment within the labs, such as fire extinguishers and eyewash stations, fume hoods, and things of that nature. Shem team members would also work with BioRisk as a part of the facility's safety and health committee, which is comprised of volunteers across the organization to assist in things like education and campaigns for awareness, ensure everyone at all levels has a voice in the safety process. And so one thing that we talk about quite often in our meetings, be it for leadership or with staff as a whole, is a goal of becoming a high reliability organization, or HRO. HROs are organizations that have high potential for, or rather a high risk potential, but combat that with a strong safety culture. And there's always, of course, an emphasis on planning to prevent system failure. So this initiative will help make both Shem and the BioRisk program wildly successful as we look forward to standing up the facility.
I think that goes back to what we talked about, I think, last month in our NBAF interview with our other guest here. Our name escapes me right now, but speaking up if you see something that doesn't look quite right, you know, and not being afraid to come to your higher up and letting them know of a potential risk, that's something that's going to be communicated throughout NBAF.
Right. The goal here is to make it a part of the safety culture, and then also make all the staff at NBAF a part of that culture, so that people feel comfortable coming to Shem or BioRisk or whoever the case is, whether it's their supervisor or anybody else within the chain, to say, hey, we think there's something here that's not quite right or could be done better. What do you think? How do we move forward in a better way?
Very good. Again, we're speaking with Anthony Rodriguez here with NBAF, Chief of Safety, Health, and Environment Management. We're going to step aside for a moment, take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Katie Pulaski as well as Dr. Ken Burton as well. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.